Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. Here I'm joined by an interesting soul for snacks and sometimes full-blown banquets. We share conversation and confessions, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering.
Hello, Wigglers. This is a really exciting and bold one. This is unlike any other hoovering that has ever gone before it. I am joined by brave Lord comedian, writer and actor, my friend, well, before I made him do this anyway, Luke McQueen. This is the most experimental hoovering imaginable. Just wait for it. Well, you have got to wait for it, actually, because first I need to quickly thank you for listening and for telling other people about the Hoovering podcast. Please do keep that shit up, okay? Thanks. 5-star reviews are always welcome. Subscribing is also encouraged. And can I just say, if you're one of my patrons, that you are the absolute tits. Thank you so much. Are you intrigued about how to get one of those erotic compliments from me? Well, go to patreon.com/thehooveringpod and look. There is a community of absolute winners who, from as little as £2 a month, help to fund my guests, my producer, my hoovering foods, all of it. And in exchange, I give them, potentially you too, loads of cool stuff, like discount tickets to live shows, tons of exclusive extra content, and even options for one-to-one virtual encounters with me. Why don't you get in touch with the podcast generally? We're on social media at The Hoovering Pod. You can email thehooveringpod@gmail.com, or you can text or WhatsApp voice note us on 07462 855 271. Lastly, I've got some exciting live stuff to ask you too. I'm recording my first whole series for Radio 4 in one night on January the 30th at Up the Creek Comedy Club in Greenwich. It's free, but you do need to book a ticket. It's an hour of stand-up all about incredibly strong women. Literally, it's called Sturdy Girls Club. Finally, I am also hoovering live on the 18th of February at 3 o'clock in the afternoon as part of the Leicester Comedy Festival. Come! I'm going to have some really fancy guests. And I'll also be working progressing with some very new stand-up the night before on the 17th of February as well at 6:30 at The Big Difference. Just come to everything. Deal? Good job. Good deal. Nice deal making. Tickets available via my website, jessicafostercue.com. Okay, so Luke and I hoovered in the studio for this. Now, here's the exciting bit. This isn't a normal hoovering. The first thing I want to say is that no one died. The second thing I need to say is that you have to listen to the end, because in the out to this, I'm going to read you out the WhatsApps that Luke sent me in the 24 hours after we recorded this, and they are the funniest things I've ever received in my life. I persuaded Luke to join me in this episode. In taking, fresh from the grottiest recesses of the internet, some taste perception altering tablets called Miracle Berries, or even dodgier sounding, M Berries. Oh, God.
I think what's quite funny is that, well, funny from my point of view, but quite terrible for you, is that, like, generally on this podcast, I either make someone or take someone for a really nice lunch. And there's every chance that you and I are going to have a terrible time. So what we've got here are miracle berries. Can't remember who told me about them. Had you heard of them before today?
No.
So it's a berry that you, I mean, fuck knows if it's ever had anything to do with a real life berry. They are tablets that I got off the internet.
Oh, God.
Miracle fruit or miracle berry is a tropical fruit that temporarily changes your taste.
Right.
And makes sour or bitter foods and drinks taste sweet. I think there's a bit more complexity to it than that.
So
they've recommended these items that I've got here as things to try once we've eaten it. I've got a tart apple, some lime pickle, a lemon and a lime, a tomato, plain kombucha and a beer.
So what you've done is you've called me into your podcast where you sort of eat food, basically have a nice time, go out for lunch.
Yeah.
And I've turned up and it is lunchtime, to be fair, so I've not eaten.
Oh,
and you've got some berries that you've got off some dodgy website. And not only do the berries just sort of look like crap Skittles, they change your taste.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to eat afterwards isn't even going to taste like the stuff that I want it to taste like.
No, that is my fear, is that I should have told you to have something to eat before you got here. You've got a lemon, to be fair. In the bougiest worry of all time, I'm going for a lovely Peruvian meal later and I'll be fucking raging if these are still in effect. These terrible berries.
Well, I'll enjoy that at least.
Yeah. What I thought we should check before we take these. Oh, God. I think you just let it fizz away on your tongue.
Yeah.
Or you can, like, crush it up to make it work quicker, but there's no need for that.
Just fizz away on the tongue.
You already know what everything here tastes like normally. We don't need to do like a
before and after. I used to eat lemons whole when I was at school.
Did you?
Yeah.
For dares or?
For attention.
I don't know whether in this episode we'll have time to get into any of my normal questions. Right, I'm having a berry, miracle berry.
Okay. So we're just having one each, are we?
Place it on your tongue, roll it around until completely dissolved.
Well,
it's not disgusting, is it?
Well, it's not yummy either.
Freeze-dried miracle berry pulp and cornstarch.
Mmm. Mmm.
Shall I try asking you a normal question?
Cornstarch. Mmm.
Oh, cornstarch.
Yeah, go on.
Until this that's happening now, before this, what was the most romantic meal you've ever eaten?
Romantic? Mm. Wow.
That's my new opener.
Is it?
How do you feel? It's quite a lot. It's intense, isn't it, for a first quezzy?
Well, it isn't.
It's a quezzy.
It is an intense quezzy because I'm thinking, do I answer this earnestly like I'm on a, you know, I sort of remember a date? Or is it just when I've had a meal and it's just blown me away?
Do the date one.
Yeah. Yeah, fine. Hmm.
Why is that so funny? Just the idea of being like, hmm. Oh, God. Not having to remember a date.
Well, the most romantic meal. I mean, well, that's not romantic, actually. That's not romantic. And actually, remembering the whole story, it couldn't be less romantic.
Oh, now I'm desperate to hear it.
I went to... It's not romantic.
Go. I want it.
I went to Le Danse Le Noir.
Oh, God.
The blind restaurant.
It's sort of known as that, but yep.
Is it, what's it called?
It's called In the Dark, isn't it, in French? For clarity, you are in pitch black. You're not allowed your phone. It's like you can't see a thing in there. You're not allowed to know what you're eating, and all the waiting staff have no vision.
Yeah. Yeah. And I went there with a girl. And it's not cheap. And before you go into the dark bit, that you can sort of sit, you sort of just sit around in the light bit, in the bar.
Like the normal bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this girl sort of explained to me that she's not really interested anymore. And, you know, let's just be friends.
No.
And then we go into the dark.
No. No.
And then...
And eat quite gross food because you've got to use your hands, and when I went, it was like, why has they made everything so fucking wet when you've got to fist it all in?
Yeah, Just be like chips or something.
Yeah, give me some crunchy solids. Yeah. This is just too crisps in here. Instead, it's all like fucking alligator.
I know.
In a soup.
Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah, it is mad.
Well, we only had one course. It was foie gras.
No.
Yeah, but we didn't really know what it was, and but we had to leave because this girl vomited. So I can smell it, and she's going, I'm a bit ill, I think we need to go. So,
oh God.
One of the, but obviously we can't get out of there.
Yeah.
So we managed to get one of the waiters' attention, and they lead us out. And then we left. And as far as I'm aware, you know, there's just sort of 50 people there tucking into foie gras whilst someone's vomit is on the table. I mean, someone might have had some vomit. That is... I mean,
what you've gone there
is the opposite.
What you've done,
to what
you've
asked.
Given me the least romantic meal I've ever heard of ever. It starts with the end of a relationship, the story, and it ends in strangers eating vomit they can't see.
I know. I'm sorry. The reason is because the only other romantic story I had, I just remember sitting in a restaurant with one of my exes, and for about 3 hours, and it was just lovely. I just remember thinking, this is exactly what you've got to do in a restaurant. Especially if you're on a
your time.
Date. Yeah, take your time. It's an experience. 3 hours is probably a stretch, but well over two.
Yeah.
I hate it when you just sort of nip in and nip out with someone.
It's so stressful.
It's like, what was the point of this then?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh, especially if you're going to like cough up for like snazzy business.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway. That's why I told you the unromantic story, because that's sort of whatever.
It's a much better story, isn't it? Yeah. Who cares about that lovely time you had? It's so funny that I think that about, like, when every now and again I'll get like a comment saying, because of my stand-up sometimes, being like, she should have a kid taken off her. And it's like, I'm not going to tell you about all the fucking things that are great about him.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's such boring.
No,
like,
one cares.
Ugh. Who wants to watch someone go like, you know, and every day I tell him I love him.
Yeah.
And,
but that does work, though. I've seen people make a success out of joy, and I never understand it.
Okay, I think is yours dissolved?
Mine's dissolved.
Me too.
Didn't crunch once.
What should we try first?
Do you reckon it's kicked in that quickly?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Until it's completely dissolved, after it's dissolved, feel free to eat any sour food.
Okay, well, here we go.
Still smells like a tomato.
Yeah.
Going in.
Mmm. Wow.
Oh, fucking hell.
That's really interesting.
Oh God, is everything going to taste like that? It's saccharine.
I mean, it tastes very, very different.
Mm.
Very different. Much, much fruitier.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
Mmm.
Oh fuck me, this better not last for a long, long time. I don't love sweet stuff, do you?
I prefer savoury.
Me too. Oh God, what have we done?
So, but the thing is, I mean, it's quite plummy, isn't it? Which isn't a million miles away from a tomato.
I suppose, yeah, it is a fruit, a tomato, technically.
I preferred that, I think.
To a normal tomato?
Yeah.
Wow, here we fucking go. Yeah. I love to hear this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, what next? Apple?
Yeah.
Any apple? Okay. God, it's so sweet.
It's exciting.
I'm not going to say, I don't want to use the word hate. But I'm not having a great time.
I am having a great time.
Well, that's something. It's great if one of us is having a good time.
I like looking at these things and thinking, well, I don't know what that's going to taste like. And yeah, I normally do.
Okay. I don't know how this apple looks like it would have been fucking sharp in real life. Cheers.
What do you think this is going to taste like?
Well, based on the last one, dog shit. No, I don't know. I don't like that. Tasted like kind of candy floss concentrate, didn't it? So yeah. I'm hoping that this is going to transform from an apple taste maybe into the taste of a pear.
Mm.
What are you thinking?
I hope it's sticky toffee.
Ooh! Okay.
Mm. For me,
mm.
That's apple.
Mm. But... it's like a really appley apple.
Mm.
And actually what happened, I've given myself such a wide bit that the first chomp, I got some flavour like down the very sides of my teeth. Mm. It tasted like it was unadulterated by the berry.
Yeah.
And that was so nice. It started doing what it's doing again. I think it's going to make everything just taste like a heightened, sweetened version of it, isn't it?
So I think what we've learned so far is that if the best system is to have these berries pre something sweet, and it just makes it even more sweet.
Even sweeter. Although, I can't wait. Right, so now I'm impatient to find out what it's going to do to lime pickle, basically. Because those tomatoes and apples are things you associate with having a bit of sweetness anyway.
Yeah.
Whereas lime pickle and these citrus fruits.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. I do. I feel like a big, brave girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I look like one?
I think you're really brave.
Thanks, Luke. Right. Still struggling. While I struggle to get this down.
Yeah.
It's really fun to ask you the generic questions I ask everyone, yeah, but while we're having this experience, do you ever eat differently at different times of the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, just sort of like a normal, summer, not as much, like salad.
Oh, really?
In the winter, just sort of stodgy, warm, hot stuff. What a boring answer.
Well, I thought you were looking at me as in, like, what a boring question, which now I feel like it was. Sorry.
Well, I don't really know how else to answer that.
I think sometimes, I don't know, I have particular summer-associated foods.
Go on.
Sushi. I feel like a bit weirder if I have sushi in the winter.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do it, but while I'm doing it, I'm thinking, you fucking perv.
I'd hate that. If a friend come over and... Like, it was like, you know, January, it's freezing.
Yeah.
And I said, let's get a takeaway. And they say, yeah, let's definitely get sushi. I'd send them outside. Awful. Yeah. I mean, there's certain foods that I just have all the time, like curry and stuff.
Yeah. How does, because curry on paper, that's winter food.
Mm.
But it's not, is it?
No.
It doesn't come from a cold place.
No.
And it's really great to have in the summer.
It's just always, I don't think there's a moment in the day when I don't sort of fancy a curry.
Grandiosis.
Yeah, but what would you sound like if you said it now in a big boy voice?
Grandiosis.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
What should we do now? Lime pickle or a citrus fruit?
Let's do...
It's hard to know, and it's hard.
I think that's the lime pickle.
Yeah,
and because it's a very strong taste.
Take a bite of a bit of lemon or lime. Like, are you up for that?
Like an apple.
I am.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Right. Lime pickle, but we need to dunk very savoury, spicy crisp in it.
So are you going to have the crisp and the pickle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to try. I was going to
use it as a spoon.
Yeah. Oh, shut up! Oh God! All right. I've accidentally lost the crisp in there.
Lost some passengers.
Oh, shit. This is awful.
No, you're all right. Go on, just dip your fingers in. Never open a restaurant.
Unless it's one that's entirely pitch black. No one will have ever known. I am excited about this. Right, let's go. That's fucking lush. You still get the heat.
That's delicious.
Oh my God, that's so nice. Oh, I'm so glad we did that.
Wow.
Oh. You still get the heat, so it's not like, okay, I could just like eat it like a, I don't know, you know, with a spoon.
Yeah.
But fuck.
That is really special.
That's such a...
What is it?
Oh, that's worth it. How have they done that? I was so worried it's just going to make everything taste the same, and that's really good.
So far, it's making things taste better, I think. But you didn't like... So you didn't like the apple or the tomato?
It was just so sweet.
So far, I'm just... So far, I'm looking at getting an berry for every meal.
I love that, the heat of that lime pickle.
It's just so strong.
Yeah. It has intensified what was already there, hasn't it?
It's so fun to have that in your mouth.
Yeah. Lemon or lime for just taking a bite of it?
When you say taking a bite from it, why have you got the knife?
I was going to... are you going to bite through the skin?
I thought that's what you meant.
No, I was going to do a wedge.
Okay.
That we get to then chomp into.
Okay.
Like you would at the end of a tequila shot ritual.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah? Lemon or lime? Got a preference?
No preference. Both. I'm really enjoying the aftertaste of that lime pickle.
Yeah, I think go back to that if this lemon experience is bad for us.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm popping this in whole.
Okay. Oh my god. That's amazing.
I mean, the sounds are revolting.
Fucking hell. It's like a lemon sherbet.
Yeah. I feel like I've sort of just eaten a really fizzy swimming pool.
I feel like I'm never getting a cold again. Well, we found a way to just eat whole raw lemons.
Yeah.
Have a great time. It tastes like fucking sweets. And we're both just eating a quarter of a lemon each.
Yeah. And it doesn't...
It is unwaxed.
Oh, God.
Just to reassure you.
Give me a waxy one anytime. It's got an umberry before it. I keep on saying umberry. Are they miracle berries? I don't know why I said Well, what a miracle. It's
that
another
is
miracle.
Amazing. I've just smashed a quarter of a lemon and had a great time.
Yeah.
And no wincy moment.
I'm looking at the skin that you've pulled out and I'm slightly worried that I've not got any skin to pull out.
I just swallowed the skin. As I said, we've got an arrangement that you're not going to sue me. Do you think there's anything in normal times that you eat in a particularly ritualistic way? Other than now that I know you eat your lemons whole?
I do eat my lemons whole. I have sort of, when I have pineapple, I've had whole pineapples before.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because you love pineapples so much.
I do really like them, yeah. And I
do
just
you eat the spiky?
Sorry. No, that would have been mad.
Mm. The actual bit, the top?
I don't eat the whole pineapple. No. I just mean I have, like in one sitting, I'll chop a pineapple up and have all of the edible bits. I'm not, yeah. That's too much. That's mad. Right,
that would be mad. I don't know if I could even for a dare. Maybe if it's chopped into tiny bits.
No, because you get a little bit. Sometimes it's just like, tastes like wood.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a... I mean, I always have peanut butter. About 3 or 4 times a week, I'll have peanut butter on crumpets with a cup of tea. Lovely. Sometimes I love that meal so much and I have it for breakfast. Sometimes I sort of can't sleep for excitement if I know it's peanut butter and crumpet and tea day.
I fucking love to hear it.
Yeah.
I had peanut butter on one of those thin bagels for breakfast. Fucking great.
Bagels are the dream.
Yeah.
I went on a, years ago, I went on sort of a, I tried to cut out sugar. Oh God. And I started eating bagels and I remember thinking, this diet is a piece of piss because bagels are delicious. And then after a week I checked bagels and they're pretty much jam-packed with sugar.
It's just 50% sugar in a
I just
white
thought,
bagel.
Yeah. Oh, so it's bread, it's fine.
I love it. I had for lunch every day when I was in university halls, because I hadn't really learned to cook anything yet.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have, like, there was a communal shitty little tiny kitchen for hundreds of students. I had a super noodle every day.
Really?
And it was a bit of a swizz, actually, but I at the time was obsessed with the nutritional content of what I was eating in a very unhealthy way.
Right, yeah.
But I only a year into that realised that I was reading all the nutritional information of the super noodle raw. And
actually, like, I think you get a lot less kind of
fuel
from it if you just chomp it down raw, which I'd not been doing. I've been having a lovely time.
Have you ever? That would be harrowing to watch someone chomp down one of them raw.
Yeah,
actually, I can see myself doing that on stage.
I was going to say, yeah, I can't see yourself doing that on stage.
I can see myself opening with that.
I'm going to try beer.
Oh, good. Yeah, me too.
Good noise, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That's just better beer.
Yeah. There's not too much difference there, I think.
I was going to say, do you think it's fading? Do you think it's fading?
Maybe we have the lime before it fades.
Oh, give me quite, upset give us me. Quite big wedges.
That's massive.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. We can do it.
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck me, I do think it's wearing off. I think the berry's wearing off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It is really nice. Well, that's definitely more sour than the lemon. I don't know if it's the berry wearing off or just...
It's more sour, thing. But that's still
really more nice. Edible than what a lime would normally be.
Have you just tanked the skin again?
Yeah, I know. I can't be bothered with... I can't be bothered with these. I'm such a pathetic man. I can't be bothered. Just crunch, crunch, crunch.
Let's do kombucha. Okay.
I don't normally like this. Let's see what it's like now.
Yeah. My mouth's ringing. I've got like a real buzz happening.
Yeah, yeah. I feel strange.
Yeah.
You know how some...
That's rank.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I think it's made kombucha worse.
I just think kombucha is disgusting. You know, like some people... coriander tastes different with people. Yeah. So it tastes different with me. And I never actually realised that because I was like, why did people keep putting coriander on stuff? It's disgusting.
Oh.
And then I realised, obviously, and I think maybe kombucha is a similar thing because I know people like it. I just think that's so great. It tastes like vinegar to me, kombucha.
Yeah, and I love vinegar. I've always wanted an excuse to drink vinegar, and that's why I love kombucha.
Do you put that on your chips? Would you put that on your chips?
No.
No.
But I would also drink vinegar.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yep. Not, I think someone would have to be offering me at least like a pound.
Well, I think I'm popping out in a minute. I'm getting some vinegar and I'm getting a pound.
Quick fire questions.
Spiciest thing you've ever eaten?
Just a name of a curry that I can't remember.
Fair. Would you, if there's no other option, would you ever eat a person?
Yeah.
The tension in your mouth. I hope they can hear that. Hangover, what are you having?
Spag bol and chips.
Fucking yes, good answer. Have you ever eaten food that was intended for someone else?
Yes.
Oh dear.
Yes. I did something very naughty once.
Yes, go.
Oh no, this isn't a good story. We were walking home drunk. I don't look good in this story. We're walking home drunk and there's a pizza delivery man. And he says, is this for you? And we go, yeah, I think it is actually. And we walk off with someone's pizza.
Oh. Was it nice?
Delicious.
Didn't even taste the shame.
Next day, I think we both sort of went, well, that was a bit out of order, wasn't it? That guy might have, you know, got in trouble for that. And those people didn't get their food. Yeah, I'd probably do it again though.
Last quick question. Tell me about a food that you used to hate that now you love.
Rhubarb.
Wow, what turned you?
I just hated it at school. I just used to think this is disgusting. Why do they keep on giving it to us? And then, yeah, the sort of rhubarb crumble with custard, the hot and cold.
Yeah.
I don't have it a lot, to be fair. But I used to think it tasted like sick.
Right.
And now I think it's delicious.
Great.
Now it's time for the big end question.
A monk and a nun do anal, and the intensity of the sin level causes a tear in space and time, through which loads of alien toxic waste pours in and we all start dying from it. It's seriously bad. It's the worst. But luckily, everything has agreed to go back to normal but only if you, and weirdly it does have to be you, Luke, get up the sky on a tall ladder and mop dry all the clouds whilst wearing a weighted vest and saying the word handle in every known language and dialect, including all the ones we haven't invented yet. It sounds impossible, but you do it. You're a hero. Yeah. You're the man who saved us from the alien toxic waste apocalypse. You go down in history as a god. Mm-hmm. And that's your reward, really, is a place in, you know, in everyone's hearts, like for a million billion generations. Your reward in the moment, though, and bearing in mind you're fucking knackered and starving because you couldn't have any snacks because you kept saying handle the whole time you were doing that. Yeah. And it was quite physically exhausting. What do you have?
Is this a free course meal?
You can have, you can do that if you like and do it in that way.
Okay.
Or you can just have like one thing, or you can have a thousand things.
I think it's going to be, I think this answer is going to sort of portray me as a very, very boring traditional man.
Fine with me. I don't think anything else in this podcast will have done.
Well, I remember the first time I had avocado and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how tasty it was. Jim and Ruth made it, my mum's friends. I just thought, I don't know what I just put in my mouth, but I need to have that an awful lot more in my life. So for starters, I'd have a prawn cocktail with avocado.
Yes.
My main meal would be spag bol, without a doubt. I hardly have it these days because I've been a bit more boring and careful. But spag bol is the best meal I've ever had on a number of occasions, particularly when I went to Ibiza and I hadn't eaten for 2 days. And I cried when I was eating it.
Because it was just so delicious and you were so hungry.
It probably wasn't that delicious, but
your body was going, thank you.
Yeah.
And your heart was screaming.
I think I have a love affair with spag bol. Yeah. And I've just enjoyed that meal so many times. And for dessert, I think it would be tricky with dessert, but I think I'm going to go for an Eton mess.
Okay.
Mm.
Amazing. So what's that fruit meringue, some creamy stuff?
Yeah, and it's like sort of, it's like squidgy. Yeah. You've had an Eton mess, right?
I don't think I have.
Have you not?
Do you know what? I couldn't give, I'm not a pudding carer about her.
Well, so you've had pavlova?
Yes.
So it's very similar to that.
With more almost dog berry involvement, right?
Mm.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
A nice
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's my meal.
Lovely.
It's
great.
And I think that's a nice meal to go out on because it's quite a heavy meal.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, there's no like, I don't care about the consequences of anything bodily or in any other way.
Yeah.
It's just like what you think your heart would be desiring. And I think actually that like Ibiza thing, it's exactly what I mean. It's like in those moments where you're like,
yeah.
Oh God, that's so good. And you know, it's about context over content.
Exactly. I mean, spag bol, yeah, it's a boring answer, but.
Do you know what? I think it's, there's something very permeating into our eating culture with that food. I remember it being the thing that my mum would go on and on about being the only thing that every kid would eat. If you're going to have any kid
it was
like a safe bet to me. It was before the rise of vegetarianism.
Yeah. It's just a meal that's been kind to me on so many occasions in my life. It's been there for me. I feel that.
And you're grateful. I can sense your gratitude. I can. It's lovely. What a nice sort of rare, sincere moment to end on.
Pathetic, sincere moment. I really love spaghetti bolognese. Oh, wow, this guy's deep.
Don't undo it, Luke. Don't undo it. Don't undo the lovely moment.
Hoovering Podcast.
How brave are me and Luke? Make sure you're following him, please, and go and see his work. He is so extraordinary. At Mr. Luke McQueen. Find him, love him, watch everything he's ever made or appeared in. He is awesome. Now, I have to be honest, the side effects of all those things we ate weren't great for either of us. That afternoon, I got my second favourite message from anyone of all time. It was a text from Luke, and it simply said, I've just had some chicken that tasted of grapes. And then, later that night, I went to brush my teeth, only to realise that was agony. All that lemon and lime juice had, thankfully temporarily, stripped all the enamel or whatever other good stuff was protecting my teeth off. Jesus Christ, the things I do for this podcast. But the next afternoon, I got my number one favourite message from anyone of all time. Not just any Hoovering guest, from anyone ever. It was, again, from Luke, a text message, and it simply said, Jess, tell me I'm not the only one of us who's just fully shat themselves. He was. He was the only one of us who'd done that. Thanks, Luke. And I think I better use this platform to also say sorry, Luke. I'm so sorry, Luke. Okay. Thanks for listening. Please will you come and see me record my Radio 4 series, The Sturdy Girls Club. It's on the 30th of January up the creek. Check out my social media for where to secure tickets to that. Come and see Hoovering Live at the Leicester Comedy Festival on the 18th of February, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, so you are free. We'll be joined by a few very starry, swanky mega guests. On Friday the 17th, I'm also in Leicester in the evening, 6:30. At The Big Difference, I'll be doing a brand new hour of insert inverted commas comedy, which I've kept very cheap, but can guarantee will be the most unpolished fun you've ever spent an hour with. New material gigs are the best. Come to all of that, please. Tickets to everything, as ever, are on my website, jessicafosterq.com.
Follow us on social media at The Hoovering Pod. I'm on at Jessica Foster Q. Send us voice notes, pictures, WhatsApps to 07462 855 271. Email us, thehooveringpod@gmail.com. I'll be storing all your beautiful offerings up and discussing them in future episodes. Keep an eye on our social media for any specific questions and topics that we'll be asking you to contact us about. Links to everything interesting mentioned today are, as ever, in the podcast notes. Hoovering is presented and created by me, Jessica Foster Q. The music is by Jake Yap, and it was produced by Laura Grimshaw. Until in 2 weeks, happy hoovering.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.